to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, successful ladies, this is Trina Newby coming to you live today, Monday, February 25th, 2013, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. You know, this is indeed a new week, and it should be all about achieving your goals and making it happen for your business, which is so very, very important. Can you believe that it's only a few short days before March will begin? And soon after the first quarter of 2013, believe it or not, it will be over for that quarter. So now is really such a good time to have a heart-to-heart talk with yourself and truly discover what it is that you would like to accomplish in your business over the next 10 months. You know, I can't talk enough about being proactive, meaning doing things ahead of time for yourself and your business. You know, time is one of the greatest commodities we have, and it's the best part of everything for your success. So the beautiful thing about time is that, you see, it doesn't cost you anything as far as money, but what it does do is that it's going to keep on coming and passing us by whether we like it or not. So it's up to us to make good use of the time that is crossing our space. And really, after I look at it, you know, I've been studying time management a lot in this last 6 months, and I will have to say that out of all of the success tools, out of everything that we have before us that can help us to take ourselves and our business to the next level, I would have to put time right up there at number one, really, because when you look at it, everything could be lined up in the right place for your business. But if you are not able to know how to properly implement those things that are necessary for business success, and if you don't know how to manage and handle the time that crosses your path, everything is moot point. It doesn't make any difference whether they were good tools or not. And so as business women, we truly must become connoisseurs of time. We must become time savvy. We must become experts in knowing how to properly manage the time. Now, I keep a journal of everything that goes on in my life from day to day. It serves as a purpose or a reason for me to go back and have reflection on that part of my life. It allows me to be objective with myself. And I was going back and looking at some entries that I had talked about time and where I needed to improve with time. And the one thing that I noticed and that I have had to admit to myself is that really being strict with yourself and submitting to a good time schedule is a daily thing. I don't think that you can ever say, well, I've got this time management thing down packed, and this is the system that I'm going to use, and it's going to run perfectly for me 24/7 once I've set it. It doesn't work that way. You see, there's something called life and life environment. And so things are going to change on a day-to-day basis for us. Things are going to happen that are going to get in the way of us being able sometimes to implement in our time schedule as we had planned. So we have to understand that time management is really all about a daily effort to strive for success. It really is. And we have to set some things in place for us in order to make that happen. And so those are just some of the things that I wanted to talk to you listeners today about right from the beginning of the show, because I know that there are a lot of businesswomen out there that are wanting to achieve success, businesswomen that are wanting to make things happen for themselves, but for one reason or another, things are not happening as fast. And I know it is because you've got too many activities going on, you're too busy being busy, and you really have not sat down and really looked at how you are receiving time that comes in your path and how you are actually implementing it. And that is something that is going to require your immediate time, and it's going to require your immediate attention. It is 12:05 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and success coach. I want to thank everyone who's been participating in our social network. We've got a lot of things going on at Women About Biz that are getting ready to change. So stay tuned to your emails because it is going to impact everyone. We actually have created a new free membership level called the Bronze Membership. So now we actually have three membership levels at Women About Biz. Bronze membership, which is a free lifetime membership, which gives you limited access to the Women About Biz website. And our silver membership, which used to be at no cost, is now an annual membership of $59 per year. Again, it's an annual membership of $59 per year. And what that is going to do is that it's going to provide you with complete and full access to the social network. You'll have full access to all of the articles. And then, of course, our premier membership is going to be our Women About Biz Gold membership, which in addition to having everything for silver, which is all of the access to the articles, the how-to reports, and the social network, you will also be able to get group coaching. You'll be able to have access to all of the download sections. You'll be able to take advantage of special discounts, special teleclasses for the gold members. You'll be able to listen to all of the teleclass recordings. So there's a lot that comes with that $39 monthly membership. But, however, keep in mind that we have that silver membership, which is now going to be $59 annually, which gives you full access. As a bronze member, which is a standard free membership, you will not be able to participate as much in the social network. You will be able to have limited access with creating a profile, but you'll only be able to maybe make one or two connections daily. And in order to join some of the groups and things, you'll need to upgrade to the silver membership. We've had to make this change at Women About Biz because it is all a part of growing. And to grow Women About Biz and to continue to provide all of these wonderful resources to you, we have to make sure that we have the funds to make it happen. And so we thought this was the best way to do that, with now having an annual membership for that silver tier. So I want to encourage you to go ahead and sign up for that silver membership and stay tuned to your emails because you're going to get a special offer for all of you who've had the silver free membership. Over this last few years, you're going to be given a special offer that is going to be extended for a period of about 30 days, a special pricing for you. So stay tuned again to your email. It is 12:08 after the hour, and you are listening to Successful Woman Radio. Well, we've got some great things lined up for you today with the show. I'm very excited about today's topic. I'm going to be sharing some information about the topic of My Business Isn't Making Money. We're going to talk about that as our business education topic a little bit later. And then, of course, in keeping with our theme, Love Yourself, Love Your Business, our hot topic that we'll be discussing also is loving your business the right way. We're going to get into that and talk about what exactly does that mean, loving your business the right way. And we're also going to give you, the listener, a chance today to introduce yourself, let us know who you are, and if you would like to share some of the good things that are going on with your business or you'd like to share something that might be happening that you know business women would be interested in, it's going to be a time for you to do that. All you'll need to do at that time when I say so is to press *1 on your phone keypad, and then we will be able to unmute you and let you make an announcement or introduce yourself to the listening audience today. So So again, now is a really good time to share Successful Woman Radio with a business associate, a colleague, someone that you know who's really been wanting to make things happen for themselves. You can flash over to another line on your phone and have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, you can flash over, call a friend, a business associate, a family member, someone that you know needs a blessing in their life, they need motivation, encouragement. Tell her to get on the call today at 347-637-2589. And for those of you that are listening in while you're working or while you're driving on your smart devices, you know, please make sure that as you continue to network with individuals online that you share Successful Woman Radio. If you're in front of your computer and you're able to type it out, please make sure you go to your social networks, your Twitter, your blogs, your LinkedIn, your Facebook, and let everyone know that Successful Woman Radio is on the air now. blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. Again, to listen online or through your smartphone or smart devices, you simply go to blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. I want to give a shout out to Betty Scott. Betty just informed me of a wonderful contract that she has as an executive recruiter, and I want to say congratulations to her. Betty is just such a hardworking woman, and I admire her stick-to-itiveness and how she goes after things, and we all should be taking examples as businesswomen to encourage one another. I want to go ahead and talk about the one-hour gift. And, of course, for those of you that are new to the show, each year I create a new manifesto and I make a commitment to the listening audience. And my manifesto for this year, 2013, is that I will do everything within my power to give you the tools and resources you need to be successful in the form of questions. And so I came up with the one-hour gift. The one-hour gift is really all about giving yourself the gift of success by asking five important questions of yourself on a daily basis. And when you ask those questions, you have to answer those questions right then and there. Don't take time to try to go figure it out or try to do the thing so you can then give yourself a what would be considered a positive answer. No, ask yourself the questions and answer the yes or no right then or there. So here are the five important questions that you need to ask yourself during your one-hour gift, which is 1 hour of personal time that you will take every single day. Question number one, what results would I like to see in my life and business today? Again, what results would I like to see in my life and business today? You know, that is a heavy question, because if you have not been visioning, if you haven't developed your vision, then that question is probably going to be very difficult for you to answer. So I would say that if you're having some difficulty in immediately knowing what results you would like to see, it simply means that you have not laid the foundation yet to be able to answer that question quickly. And it also means that you need to schedule some time. Here we go again, talking about that all-important skill. Schedule that time to really develop your vision and ask yourself, what is it that I would like to experience within some point in time frame? So, for example, if you're not used to visioning, I always recommend that you start out with saying, what would I like to experience within the next 6 months, within my life, within my business? And once you do that and you list it out in bullet point fashion, then what will happen is that it starts giving you clarity. Now you know what you want to experience. Now you can break it down into months, you know, weeks and days, and know what it is that you should be doing. So, again, it's really important that if you're having a problem answering that question, it really has a lot to do with you not having set the foundation with your vision, okay? Remember, Vision sets our foundation. We will not be able to really accomplish any goal unless we know what the goal is supporting. So keep that in mind. Here's question number two. Have I reviewed my calendar and schedule today? Again, have I reviewed my calendar and schedule today? You know, one of the things that I talk about all the time on pretty much a lot of my development teleclasses is that as businesswomen, we have to get ourselves into the habit of looking at our schedule three times daily, early morning, mid-afternoon, and early evening. This allows us to close up any gaps, and it allows things that might fall through the cracks to stop right there, and it allows us to recover quickly anything that we may have forgotten. So we have to really keep that in mind. You know, I had a really good question from a client last week, and my client said to me, Trina, I am scheduling things in my calendar, and I still can't seem to get things done. And so when I went to the person's calendar and I looked at it, I saw the problem immediately, and that was while she had major things that needed to get done scheduled in the calendar, really those items that she had scheduled were more or less deadlines and milestones because she actually had the end result of what she wanted to have happen. You have to remember to break things down into do items. Everything that you want to accomplish has to have goals to support that vision, and then you have to do items to support those goals. And if those to do items are not broken down properly and scheduled and given a proper time slot, then no, you're not going to see things happen. And what was going on is that my client wasn't seeing her goals accomplished because rather than breaking those to-do items down to support that goal, she only listed what she needed to have done, the end result of the to-do item, but she didn't break down all of the things that needed to be done. So guess what? It didn't get accomplished. So you have to really break it down. Number three, are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? So this is another pivotal question you have to ask yourself because you can have a lot of activities on your calendar. But again, if those activities are not supporting the goals that you're trying to accomplish, then guess what will happen? You're not going to accomplish the goals. So you have to keep that in mind. You have to be honest. And one of the things that I have realized as a businesswoman is that there are things that I have to sacrifice, that I have to give up. I can't say yes to every good thing that comes my way, and nor can you. So I want you to really slow down on this question when you answer it and really open up your schedule and look and see if everything you have going on this week is really contributing to your goals. Number four, who do I need to follow up with today? Did you promise something to individuals on last week and you didn't follow up with it? Did you promise someone to get them information, or you promised marketing materials, you promised something to them and you didn't get it to them? Then guess what? This is something that you need to correct, and it requires you to develop a quick follow-up system, really a set of rules to as to how you will follow up with your client and prospects on a daily basis. But here's the thing. Even in the process of follow-up, what I am learning is that a lot of the times as businesswomen, we aren't following through. We follow up and we talk to the person, but guess what? Then we don't follow through with what we followed up with. So we have to be very, very careful about that. So keep in mind that for everything you follow up with, it is going to automatically create a task or to-do item that has to get mapped out and put in a time slot in your calendar. So everything you do, every action you take really has to almost be scheduled. So keep that in mind, and I'm talking about a lot of structure If you don't like structure, if you feel that this is just too much to have to worry about, or it's making you feel overwhelmed, then, ladies, all I can say is that maybe this is why you're not achieving success, is because you're allowing it to overwhelm you instead of taking action on it. That's what's going to stop you from feeling overwhelmed, is once you agree with yourself to get structured, then what has to happen is you have to put a system in place for the structure. And then you have to commit and create habits that automate you into doing that. So very, very important. And last but not least, question number 5 that you need to ask yourself during the one-hour gift that you give to yourself every single day is, what results have I seen in my marketing? Again, what results have I seen in my marketing? Listen, this question is really a simple one. Either you have seen results because people are calling you on the phone asking you about your services and products, or you haven't. This one question alone is going to let you know whether you need to change your marketing strategy, whether you need to improve in it, or whether you need to get some professional assistance with a marketing consultant or business consultant to help you to develop your marketing strategy. So there you have it, ladies, the 5 questions of the one-hour gift. I want to encourage you to make sure you ask yourself those questions every single day, and it will allow you to evaluate yourself and hold yourself accountable to the things that are going to help your business become successful. You are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and for those of you that have just tuned in, I'm Trina Newby, your host and success coach. At this time, I would like to give all of you who are listening an opportunity to just come online live with me and introduce yourself, tell me a little bit about your business in 30 seconds or less, and if you would like to let us know about any events or anything new happening that you think might be a good resource for business women, then please do that as well. Go ahead at this time and press *1. Again, press *1. You know, I always talk about the fact that one of the things that I think women have a weak spot for is that when an opportunity arises, a lot of the times we're either not ready or not willing to take advantage of the opportunity. This indeed is an opportunity. When I ask you to press *1, it's an opportunity for you to shine with your business, even if it's just to say who you are, and even if it's just to say, this is my business, this is my website, and this is my Facebook. It's an opportunity to step up and be the CEO of your company, because remember, there are 3 roles that have to be played in your business when you are running it: the laborer, the manager, and the most important role, the entrepreneur ambassador. And so, again, if you are the ambassador for your business, you should be pressing *1 on your phone keypad and proudly introducing yourself and introducing your business. So while I'm waiting on individuals who might want to take advantage of that opportunity by pressing *1, I'm going to go ahead and talk about something that I think is very important, and that is the subject of making money in your business. Are you making money? A lot of women who I talk to and who I see on a daily basis share with me that their biggest frustration is that they are not making the money that they would like to see in their business. And so I want to share with you some things that you can do to evaluate your business, because believe it or not, when you're not making money in your business, the big key word here that you need to be aware of is evaluation. You can't know where you've got to go until you know where you have been in business. And so it's something that we don't like to do. Sometimes we don't like to look at our failures. We don't like to look at what's not working. But for the purpose of learning before we move forward, as a businesswoman, you have to know that if your company is not making money, then you have to what? You have to evaluate at least the last 6 months of your business activity. So I'm going to be talking about that in just a few minutes. But before I do, I see that we had a couple of virtual hands up. And so I'm going to go ahead and unmute the individual who has the last four of your phone number, 6155. Give us your name and your city and proceed with your comment. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Trina.
Good morning. Who am I speaking with today?
This is Carolyn Madden with Reflections Embroidery.
Oh, my, Carolyn, how are you? So good to hear your voice.
Good morning. Thank you. I'll be listening to you every week.
Wonderful.
And, Trina, I wanted to call in just to say hello to everyone. I'm Carolyn Madden, owner and operator of Reflections Embroidery, located here at North DeKalb Mall, and that's 2050 Lawrenceville Highway, Decatur, Georgia. What we do here, we do promotional products. We do it through embroidery, heat press, and screen printing. We are focused more on the business side, business uniforms, athletic wear, church wear as well. And that's what we do. And again, we locate 2050 Lawrenceville Highway, Decatur, Georgia, and that is in North DeKalb Mall. We can be reached on reflectionsembroidery.com. And our hours here is we're closed Sunday, but we're open 10 a.m. to 8:45 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
Wonderful. And Carolyn, would you like to give your phone number for those ladies that may want to connect with you live?
Yes. You can reach me at area code 678-368-6155. Also, you can call us as well at 404-652-0344.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Carolyn, and it's nice to hear your voice. Take care.
Thank you.
And again, that was Carolyn Madden with Reflections Embroidery here in the Metro Atlanta area. And if you would like to connect with Carolyn, you can give her a call at 678-368-6155, or you can visit her website, Reflections with an S, embroidery.com. Again, reflectionsembroidery.com. Next, we have another business owner that would like to introduce herself. The last four of your phone number is 2374. You are live on the air. Go ahead.
Well, hello, ladies. This is Lakeisha Keyshawn Wooler, known as Keyshawn Wooler, with MCA Motor Club of America. Now, hi, Trina. How you doing?
Hi, Keyshawn. How are you? Wonderful. I'm so glad that you're listening today. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I truly appreciate you and the work that you're doing. I try to get on every Monday and try to tell my people on Facebook to get on, too. So I hope they're on here.
Wonderful. Well, tell us about your MCA Motor Club and let us know how we can review your information.
Well, MCA Motor Club is basically, I would call AAA on steroids. We have over 100 value for... It's like an insurance for your insurance that you already have. We take care of emergency cases or, you know, credit card protection. We also have unlimited towing service and much, much more. You can reach me at www.mcaontheroad.com.
Mm-hmm. MCAontheroad.com. Okay.
Also, you can call me at 678-296-2374.
Wonderful.
And my email?
You can stop right there, and then if anyone wants to connect with you, they will call you. And then I have your website at mcaontheroad.com, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
I just
wonderful.
Learned today.
Okay, wonderful,
thank
wonderful.
You.
Well, thank you for being a continued listener, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.
All right, y'all take it later. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. And that was Kashawn, and her business was the MCA Motor Club. And again, a wonderful program. If you're looking for emergency tow service, credit card protection, and so much more, connect with Kashawn at 678-296-2374. Again, 678-296-2374. And her website is www.mca. That's it, Michael Cat Apple, MCA, ontheroad.com. So make sure you connect with both Carolyn and Kashawn. And again, I want to thank both of you ladies for stepping out and stepping up to the plate and taking advantage of that opportunity as the CEO of your company. Here's how you, the listeners, can take advantage again with another method of networking, because you see, these ladies have stepped up to the plate and they have shared information with you. So if you're looking to connect and network with other business women, this is a good opportunity for you as well. You can call Carolyn, you can call Kashawn, you can talk with them, you can schedule a connection time, which should be a win-win situation where they share more about their business with you, and you get the opportunity to share more about your business with them, and you discuss how you might be able to help each other, or serve as great resources for one another. As businesswomen, we have to be ready at any and every time to take advantage of connecting with each other, take advantage of being able to help one another and provide resources. And this is a wonderful opportunity and a way that you can do it. So again, keep that in mind. And if you are a member of Women About Biz and you participate in our social network, all you need to do is log in, and when you go to the community, just put in Carolyn or Kashawn in the search tool, and it should pull them right up. So Carolyn and Kashawn, make sure your profiles are completely updated on the site. It is 12:31 after the hour, and you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show with me, Trina Newby. I'm going to go ahead again and get back to us talking about why your business isn't making money and what you need to do about it. So, if your business is currently not making money, whether this is a fairly new business or whether this is a business that's been around for a while, evaluation is the key word here. You need to be able to evaluate your business the last 6 months to 1 year. What do you evaluate? Well, there are three big things. There's a lot that you can evaluate, but there are three big things that I think you have to immediately look at. Number one is financial, your sales intake. You really need to look at how much money have you actually generated in sales over the last 6 months to a year. And then you can break it down even more by looking at what products or services actually sold more than the other. A lot of the time, from a financial perspective, what we don't realize is that people are purchasing one thing more than the other, but we are not really going and marketing that particular product or service that's being purchased more of. We're really not marketing that product or service. So we need to take a close look at that. The other thing is that there might be products or services that you have that they look good on paper, they look good in the brochure, but it's not doing anything for the customer. Here's what you have to remember. Making money in business is all about fulfilling a need. It's all about meeting a demand for services and products. And sometimes it's not about what we want. Yes, a certain service or product may sound good. We may feel that we have a better skill or knowledge in a particular product or service. But listen, it's not about us. The sooner you get over that fact, the faster you'll be able to start figuring out what it is that your clients do want, okay? So I put myself in check all of the time, and I always say to myself, this business is not about me. It's about the customer. It's about the client, and it's about what they need. It's about what they want. And the day that I start thinking that way is the day that I'm going to start seeing results in my company. And guess what? I did. I started seeing immediate results. So I want you to remember that. Here's the second part of the evaluation. marketing. I mentioned that. That, as a matter of fact, is a part of one of the five questions for your one-hour gift that you should be doing every day. But marketing all too often is not being worked on a consistent basis in a lot of small businesses, and that is a huge problem. A lot of it has to do with the fact that if you are a solo entrepreneur, you're holding and wearing so many hats that sometimes marketing will slip through the cracks. And this is the typical scenario for a solo entrepreneur or a micro business owner. You start marketing the business, you attend a lot of networking events, you connect with people, you start closing the sales, you start doing all of that, and then once you get all of the work in and you've got to actually fulfill the order, make the product, or provide the service, what happens is you forget to continue to do the marketing because you're busy again, and so the busyness has filled up that space in your mind, and so you have left the marketing alone. But guess what happens? When you leave marketing alone just to go over to another side and take care of the customer and there's no marketing continuation, you're going to yet again have another gaping hole of silence. And then you're going to start again saying, okay, nobody's calling, nobody. Well, guess what? It's because marketing has to stay continuous for 24/7, and I'm not just talking about putting an ad in a magazine or a book and letting it ride. No, you have to have multiple marketing strategies in your basket, and they all need to be working together. So that is why it's so important that you actually have a marketing system. When you're not making money, I can tell you there are three things going on as it pertains to marketing. Either you're not marketing at all, okay? You don't market to your target audience, meaning you don't know who your target audience really is because you haven't sat down to try to figure it out, or you haven't gotten the help from a professional marketing consultant or business consultant to help you figure that out. Or number three, the marketing strategy that you put in place is the wrong one for your business industry and your target market type. Either of those three things, you're not marketing, you're not marketing enough, or you don't have the right target audience, or the strategy that you have put in place is not the right one for your marketing audience. So keep those three things in mind. And the third part of the evaluation that I think is so very, very important is your closure ratio, your sales closure ratio. I think that this has to be a very important aspect of business success because, again, it's like you do all of these things to market your business. You're getting results with people responding to your marketing efforts, but what happens is that you are not closing the sale. In other words, your sales closing skills are not up to par. It's not where it needs to be. So you need to ask yourself the question, what is my sales closure ratio? In other words, if I'm not falling into these other buckets that Trina is talking about, my marketing strategy is working, people are calling me, I am sure of my target audience, well, what is the problem? Well, then the problem has to be that you're not closing the sale. You're not asking for the business. And thus, that's why those are the three top areas in business evaluation. When your business is not making money, you've got to look at, number one, again, the sales intake. How much money are you really generating in sales? If you're not generating any, then that tells you right there something you're doing is wrong. Number two, marketing. You know, keep in mind the three things of marketing that I said might be the problem. Either you don't have a marketing strategy or you don't have the right target audience, okay, or, you know, plain and simple, the strategy that you have is not the right strategy for the target audience that is for your industry. So it has to be one of those three things. And then last but not least, your sales closure ratio. In other words, if you had, you know, 100 people that called you and asked you about your products and services, and you did everything right, but when you got to the end, you as for the sale, you've got to determine out of that 100 people, how many of those people were you able to convert and turn into the customer, okay? Whatever that number is, it is considered your sale closure ratio. Again, it's considered your sale closure ratio. So if out of 100 people, I actually was able to talk with about 50 people, and out of those 50 people, okay, I was able to close, you know, all 50, I have 100% ratio, okay? If I only was able to close maybe about 35 or 40 of those individuals, then my ratio goes down probably to about 80% or so. If I was only able to close 10 of those people, then my ratio might go down to a 10% closure ratio. And by the way, just to let you ladies know, your sales closure ratio should be anywhere between 85% and 100%. That should be your sales closure ratio. So that means that, for example, for every 10 people you talk to, you should be able to close at least 8 of them. Now, I know that's high, but that's the type of expectations I have for my business because I want to be what I consider top of the crop, and I would want you to be as well. So 8 out of 10 people that actually, this means warm leads, warm prospects, 8 out of 10 of those people, for every 10 people that you talk to, you need to be able to close those people and generate a sales revenue. You really do. So if you don't, what does that mean? What needs to happen there with that sales closure ratio? It means that you've got to create a better script for talking to prospective customers. It means that you have to test some things to know what to say and what not to say. That's what that means. So if your business isn't making money, as the CEO of your company, you need to get busy with evaluating the last 6 months to 12 months of your business activities, specifically the financial areas, the marketing, and your sales closure ratio. It is 12:41, almost 15 minutes before 1 o'clock, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to move right into a very important topic. As you know, this month's theme has been about love yourself, love your business. So what is all of that about, this love yourself, love your business? What does that really mean? Well, what it really means is that how you love yourself is directly related to how you run your business on a daily basis, how you care for your business on a daily basis. And loving yourself truthfully and righteously is not always about what you want, but loving yourself is all about what's best for you, which is so very, very important. So I'm going to give you a quick analogy here, and you may have an aha moment, but if you're the type of person where you are used to giving in to your whims and your excitement, and you're used to buying that dress, buying that outfit, or buying that technical item, even though you know what's best for you is not to do it at that time, if you find yourself giving into instant gratification a lot, then that might be happening over in the business arena as well. You might find yourself buying a lot of business opportunities, saying yes to everything, buying a lot of books, getting yourself involved in a lot of projects and resources that really are not helping you one bit to grow your company and to help you to move to the next level. On the other hand, there are some individuals who they are very structured and strict with themselves, and even though you might want that new outfit, want that new flat screen, want that new vacation, go on that vacation, you're going to hold back for a while because it's not best for you at the time. Perhaps you need to save up some money. Perhaps you have some repairs in the home that need to be made. Perhaps the money needs to be invested in another area. And so you are holding off until you can freely and truly enjoy that both on a mental and a physical level without having to be overwhelmed and stressed because of the decision you made. When that type of mindset occurs, normally in the business side, what will happen is your goal is to try to be as structured with the business and to try to have the right mindset with the business. So it's not all about you and what you want for the business. It's not all about that new briefcase. It's not all about that new computer. It's not all about having all those nice, nifty new gadgets just to say and feel to, like a businesswoman, but you're really interested in the core part of what makes a business successful, and that is properly planning and investing in a coach, investing in the tools that are and resources that are going to help you to grow your company, and investing in a virtual assistant when you need someone to help you with all of that administrative work. So here is all about mindset. Loving yourself is doing what's best for you, and loving your business is doing what's best for you, which is so very, very important. And that's something that you have to keep in mind all the time as a businesswoman. When most women start a business, it's like giving birth to a child. It really is. Oftentimes, the same protective feelings are transferred to the business, such as not wanting anyone to help you with growing the business or feeling like you have to do everything yourself. In addition, some women have mapped out the future for their business, just like we would map that future out for our kids, and are not willing to change the map even if the business is wanting to grow in a different direction. Can you see the similarities there between starting a business and birthing a child? Because as our children get older, we still have that need to control their lives as parents. We want them to go one direction, but the child is saying, no, I don't want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. Or no, I don't want to be a nurse. I want to be a teacher. Or no, I don't want to go to college. I want to be a hairstylist and get my cosmetology license. Or no, I don't want to go in the military. I prefer to join the Peace Corps. See, in the business, it's like the business is saying, this service isn't good for this target market audience. You need to change this service. And you're saying, no, I don't want to change the service. I like that service. It looks good in my brochure, and I would have to reprint brochures up all over again. No, it's going to stay right there, and I'm going to make people want this service. But unfortunately, just like our children, who we can't make do anything if they don't really want to as young adults, then we can't do the same thing to our business either. If the customer does not want the service or the product, if the customer does not feel that this is something that will be beneficial to them, then you need to change it instead of trying to make it fit, okay? Loving your business, ladies, is all about doing what's best for the business and understanding your role as the CEO of your company. It's about making quick and swift changes to your business structure to give it a chance to succeed. And as the CEO of your company, your responsibility is to make it happen, okay? So with that said, I hope that all of you have started a Successful Woman Radio Journal, just a simple spiral-bound notebook that you keep all of the show notes in. Or if you do have it, I hope you have a pen and a notepad, because I'm getting ready to give you some powerful information in just a moment. Again, for those of you that are just now tuning in, it's not too late. You're getting ready to get some great information. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, and it is 12:48 after the hour. Before I move forward, I want to just remind those of you who may have just tuned in that Women About Biz is going through some awesome new changes. We now have 3 membership levels, bronze, silver, and gold. We used to just have silver and gold, and silver was our free membership, and then gold was our premium membership. We didn't have a bronze, but now we do. So if you were a silver member, your membership has now been put in the bronze category, okay? And that is our free lifetime membership, which gives you limited access. You're able to log on. You're able to register for events. You're able to read some of our how-to articles, okay? But as a silver member, which is a $59 annual membership, it allows you to have a full profile in the social network. It allows you to create a group. It allows you to upload videos. It allows you to connect with as many people as you want to. It allows you to send private messages to all the people that are your friends and all of the individuals that you are interested in connecting with. It allows you so much more. And coming up, we have some wonderful new things and features for the social network. We now have what we call the classified section in the social network community, which you will be able to put classified advertisements on your profile page. And it will also, as you put that advertisement on your profile page, it will also show up in the activity stream as well. So that new feature is coming up on the 1st of March. So we're very, very excited about that. Also, we're creating a wonderful new section called member-to-member discounts, and that's where you will be able to list a particular discount, set a deadline, and it's open to members who want to take advantage of that particular discount. Now, keep in mind, these have to be very, what we would consider, valid discount offers, not just discounts just to try to advertise your business, but they have to be valid discounts. And what we are doing at Women About Biz is we are starting the discount level at 20%. A minimum discount of 20% will be offered. So those are just some of the wonderful new things we're adding onto the social network. And then we have a new blog system, which is absolutely wonderful, where you will be able to not only have your own blog, but you will be able to do so much more with it, including promote your business and listing resource topics that are valuable to the other members of the network as well as the general public. And we also have it where you will be able to put in those keywords so that even if someone isn't on Women About Biz, they can stumble onto your blog simply because you have the right keywords in it. So that Silver membership is definitely worth that $59 annual fee. In addition to that, there will be discounts that are available to the Silver members. And, of course, we have our same premier or premium membership, which is our Women About Biz monthly gold membership for those women that are interested in group coaching, downloading wonderful documents and files that can help you to grow your company, having access to ebooks, audio files, also listening to all of the teleclasses at no cost. In addition to participating, again, in the group coaching. That is $39 monthly, and, of course, you have all of the Silver membership benefits as well. So I want you guys to keep that in mind because I'm very excited about this next tier of life for Women About Biz. We're moving and doing some awesome, awesome things. So stay tuned, and if you have not updated your profile on the Women About Biz website, now is a really, really good time to do so. If you are a gold member at Women About Biz, I want to encourage you to make sure that you consider having a feature article done on you, and you're going to learn more about that later today as you receive a e-newsletter if you are a gold member. So there's just so many new things going on at Women About Biz, and, of course, we are able to do it all because, guess what, because I learned how to strategize. I learned what's important, what the customer wants, and our marketing is consistent. It's continuously going on, and I hope that many of you who are listening to the show will follow my path and will listen at the advice that I'm giving you and the resources and make it happen in your business. Again, if you've never requested a Power Talk before with me, you can request it by going to Power Talk 1. It's tiny, T-I-N-Y, URL.com/Power Talk 1. Go to that link and just request a Power Talk with me if you haven't had one this year, and I'll be able to brainstorm and work through some challenges with you. Now back to our topic at hand, which is loving yourself, loving your business. And today we're talking about loving your business the right way. So loving your business the right way is all about being the right CEO for your company. In many of my teleclasses, I have suggested to women business owners to write a job description for yourself as the CEO of your company, which is so very, very important. I want to explain the role of the CEO, because this is how you do what's right for your business. A chief executive officer, better known as the CEO, is responsible, ladies, for ensuring that your company's vision and goals are carried out. And here's how you ensure it. You make high-level decisions that will enhance your company's growth. You create and lead a power team of qualified individuals that will help you in providing services and resources, managing your daily operations, and the sale of your company's products or service. And I've talked about the importance of having a power team before and how urgent that is, okay? Also, the CEO develops a strategic plan to accomplish the vision of the company. So if you have been listening to past shows, especially towards the end of last year, all I talked about and reminded you of every Monday on the show was that you needed to do your strategic plan. And even this year, I have continuously talked about its importance. Okay, the next thing that a CEO does is she serves as the ambassador for her company. And this is what she does. She represents the company at events, meetings, and speaking engagements. She finds new ways to get in front of potential clients and customers. And she develops partnerships or alliances to further grow her company's bottom line. In other words, she talks with people who may have other compatible businesses but not necessarily do the same thing, and they talk on how they can make it work together. She also keeps a watchful eye on the company's spending habits, making sure that everything is balanced financially, okay? So being a small business owner, even if it's just you running the business, still puts you in the position of CEO for your business, ladies, regardless of how much money is coming into your company. This means, ladies, that the company must be a priority in all that you do on a daily basis if you want to accomplish the vision and the goal. So you've got to let your baby, you've got to let your business grow up, because it's only when your business grows up is it going to be able to start taking care of you. So, ladies, here are six ways to start thinking like the CEO of your company. Number one, okay, know what generates the money in your business. Every CEO knows that. Number two, determine the skills required of you to lead your company. So very important, ladies. Number three, develop your company vision, then set goals to support the vision and to-do items to support the goals. Okay, number four, set your company goals annually and plan quarterly with actions that will accomplish the annual goal. So very important, okay? And number five, create a structured follow-up system to hold yourself and your power team, i.e. anybody that you've contracted or anybody that is working to provide a service to you. Create a structured follow-up system and hold yourself accountable with that. It's so very, very important. And I think that as women, when we start small businesses, no matter how small they are, we need to realize that we have birthed an incredible existence. And we need to make sure that we are making the right sacrifices for it, just like we would a child. We are nourishing it, and we're taking care of it, and we are taking care of ourselves. And that is how we love our business the right way, is by becoming the best CEO that we can for our business. So we really need to be getting ourselves to the point, okay, to where instead of just always being in that labor role or that management role, we need to get ourselves to the point that we can play that CEO role at least 50 to 60% of the time. So I want you to remember that. Well, we're coming to the last part of the show, and right after this musical introduction, I'll be giving you the affirmation for the week. Ladies, let this and every week of your life be about loving yourself and loving your business both the right way. The affirmation for this week is this. This week, I will take the time to list how I will love myself and how I will love my business. I will continuously walk in the light and know that I have the power to make my business as successful as I want it to be. Again, I have the power to make my business be as successful as I want it to be. Ladies, it's been so real being with you today on the show. I want you to tune in on next Monday, March 4th, as we kick off our Women's History Month. Take care, everyone, and I hope to talk to you very soon. Bye-bye, everybody.